Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in to the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry, on this lovely Masters Thursday. The fellas are out and about on the grounds, Augusta National, but we're here to talk recruiting. My buddy Chris Wash, NIL agent, he's all over the place, represents tons of athletes. He has joined the show. We will talk, you guessed it, everything NIL, everything recruiting, transfer portal, navigating this convoluted and, just ever-evolving landscape of college athletics. He's going to spend some time with us today. But as we always do, before we get started, I do want to remind you, this show and this studio is brought to you by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. If you are in those areas, do not hesitate. Go check them out. They are tremendous. They take care of us, and they will take care of you. Three locations, like I said, but if you cannot get to a physical store, no big deal. Go check them out, collegecornerstore.com. And special deal going on right now. If you are in Oxford, go check them out at the new spot on Sisk Avenue, 4,000 plus square feet. Phenomenal facility there, Scott and the folks have. If you go, you are automatically entered to win a Grove Collective football signed by Lane Kiffin. When you make a purchase at College Corner and leave a tip, and here we go, the kicker, all tips made go directly to the Grove Collective to benefit Ole Miss Athletics. The promotion ends May 15th. Winner will be randomly selected and notified via phone or email, whichever one you choose when you check out. So go do that if you're in Oxford this weekend for Ole Miss and Mississippi State baseball, for the Grove Bowl, all of that. So let's go ahead and bring him in. As you can see, he's got the new hat on and a very interesting sweatshirt there, Chris. Do you want to reveal to the folks the story behind that?
Oh, this is just my buddy Al Pickens, man. He's a great guy. You know, I see him regularly. Walked up to him with this sweatshirt on, had to mess with him a little bit, but longtime friend, man. So
yeah, let's get into it. So I mean, just the whole NIL space. It's wild. It's crazy. I love it. I think it's good for college athletics. I think it's been a long time coming. I tell people all the time when they, you know, either criticize it or have questions, I just tell them like, hey man, like this has been going on for a long time. Now it's just in the forefront. Everybody knows about it. Everybody sees it. But like your first impressions of when NIL became a thing, when name, image, and likeness really got started.
So about 4 years ago, when it got started, I mean, I thought it was a great thing for the student athlete. A lot of people would say, "Oh, well, you get a free education to go to school here," and some of those schools are expensive. So rightfully so, that's a lot of people are right. But when these kids are putting their bodies on the line, day in, day out, and then they have, to deal with school on top of that. I know this basketball at Ole Miss, that's a full-time job, right? Like they go from morning to night, and then you got to stay on school on top of that. At least that's the case since Beard's there. But I think it's a good thing for the athlete. It did change a whole hell of a lot of things though,
Yeah, that's true. And then when you lump it in with the portal, You know, at this point, there's no reason to be coy or to, you know, hide it, or it's like this boogeyman topic that people are afraid to discuss for some reason. But look, when guys get in the portal, they're looking to go not only find somewhere to play to better position themselves for the NBA or for playing overseas or whatever, but I mean, it's also to be compensated for playing, you know, basketball, football, whatever. But I mean, is it truly, you know, is it 50-50? Is it 60-40? Is it 80-20 when talking money slash fit for, you know, the style of play or the school you're looking for or the coaching, which coach you're connecting with? What do you think is the biggest, you know, trigger in the portal when guys are looking to find somewhere? I mean, I'm sure it differs, right?
Yeah, so that's going to differ on the player. I believe that I was one of the first NIL agents in existence. And I can tell you that I've dealt with kids and families that are all about the money. That's all they care about. And I'll never deal with them again. So anybody that works with me, what we're looking for is fit, culture, style of play, those three things up front. And then we'll start talking about money. If those first three things are, you know, not important to you, that I don't want to represent you. My agency doesn't want to represent you, because at the end of the day, the money is great, but if you're going to go be a headache or you're not going to enjoy your experience there, it's just pointless. I mean, I had a kid this year, this past year, I should say, I got him paid $300,000. The kid logged 13 minutes in the whole year. So I can tell you that that school's collective was very unhappy with that head coach. The parents and the kids were unhappy with no playing time, yet they're getting paid $300,000 to really do nothing. And all they cared about was the money, and that's what they got offered. So, you know, that kind of shit happens.
Yeah. You mentioned culture. That's obviously a big word with Chris Beard. I know you're familiar with him. You've known him for a long time, being in and around the Lone Star State, and just kind of Ole Miss specifically here. I think Chris Beard would be the first person to tell you it was a disappointing season. You know, one of the last teams to be undefeated, and then SEC play came. You know, they had some struggles and they had some opportunities late in the season to you know, really get some rubber stamped resume wins and couldn't get it done. Now turning the attention to the portal, really trying to rebuild and revamp that roster to make a run at the tournament in 24 and 25. Just from knowing him for so long, and what do you think he finds important and integral to rebuilding a roster in the portal? Kind of what's, you know, you don't have to give away the secret sauce or anything, but, you know, what do you, knowing him for as long as you have, what do you think his, you know, first two, three things he's looking for in the portal?
Well, this might sound silly to a lot of people, because we're talking college basketball, but the first question he asks every kid is, do you love basketball? Not do you like basketball, do you love it? Because if you come to Ole Miss, you're doing basketball from when you wake up to when you go to bed. And there's a lot of kids that can't handle that. Some kids just want to go to college, go do basketball for 2 hours a day, and, you know, you don't do that at Ole Miss. I know that. He's also big on culture. Are you a good person? Are you a good kid? Are you going to be good in the community? Those are probably the most two important things. One thing that I know he asks every single kid, and I think it's hilarious. It's such a simple question. He asks every kid, do you eat breakfast? You know, because if you don't eat breakfast, you're going to start eating breakfast here.
No you know, intermittent fasting at Ole Miss.
No, you got to wake up. You got to eat your breakfast. And then you go to weights with John Riley, who I think is one of the best, if not the best, one of the best strength and conditioning coaches in basketball, in college basketball. And he's been with Beard forever, and he's an awesome guy who's always there for the guys regardless, and really puts in the work with them, and the results show. So the most important thing to him is, do you love basketball and will you fit our culture? I know that he wants to go get the best players ever, but if those best players don't love basketball and they're not going to be culture guys, he's going to keep it moving.
Yeah. You and I were talking about the other day, and you know, kind of looking at what a roster looks like for a Chris Beard team. So, you know, I've talked to a lot of coaches and scouts and people in the industry that were shocked at, you know, Beard having 2 7-footers this year. That's not really, you know, that hasn't really been his MO. He's had some guys, you know, like Tariq Owens was 6'10", but he never had 7-footers. You know, he likes to, you know, be multiple on defense. He likes guys to be able to switch and have no issue. You know, that no middle defense that was so instrumental to that run in 2019 when Texas Tech got to the national championship game. But you and I were discussing it, and I looked it up, and that team was an old team. You had a lot of redshirt seniors. You had some true sophomores that had played a lot of minutes, played a lot of games. You did have some freshmen sprinkled in, some highly recruited guys that were that played some minutes, logged some minutes, you know, sixth, seventh guy off the bench. But, yeah, looking at the core of that team, and you know it better than I do, you can speak to it specifically. But, yeah, it was an older group. I think that we're on to something here. I think that's what is going to be the plan. But what do you think in terms of rebuilding that roster and how important not only experience, but, you know, like you said, guys who love basketball and kind of know their role? How big is that for Ole Miss next season?
I mean, it's huge. I think it's what they're looking for. I can say without any uncertainty that there will probably be 3 to 4 grad seniors or seniors recruited to Ole Miss and Oxford just because it's experience. Typically when you're older, you're more mature. I don't know if Ole Miss fans know this or not, but if you go back and look, Chris Beard invented the transfer portal. Now, he didn't invent the transfer portal as, hey, there's a million kids in it, let's go find one. What he did every year was he would go find usually 2 awesome grad transfers, because obviously you can transfer wherever, whenever you want if you're a grad transfer. Mm-hmm. He would always have 2 grad transfers on the team. Like a perfect example, Tyreek Owens. Another example, Matt Mooney. Both of them were on the Final Four team.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Mooney, I think South Dakota State, right? The way he finds the guys, him and his staff are really good at evaluating talent. But also those 2 kids were older, mature, good character guys, good locker room guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think that they're looking for this year. They got a McDonald's All-American coming in that I represent. Mm-hmm. But also I think they're going to, you know, so they have some good younger core. They have some good current players, and they'll bring in some older guys, I think, and really, if Ole Miss doesn't make the Sweet 16 next year, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah, looking at that starting five, and man, a team that really, really, really had a legitimate shot. I'd love to see the win percentage tracker on ESPN for that national title game. I mean, look, Beard had exactly what he wanted. The ball in his best player's hands at the end of the game. Culver just left it short. But yeah, you look at that starting five, Tariq Owens, redshirt senior. Lorenzo Odiasi, redshirt senior. Matt Mooney, redshirt senior. And then you had the lottery pick and Jarrett Culver, who was a sophomore. And then David Moretti, a sophomore. Off the bench, though, you had Brandon Francis, who played 24 minutes a game. Kyler Edwards, who was a talented freshman, almost 18 minutes a game. And then Deshaun Kopru played 14 minutes a game. So, yeah, it was a good mix. But, yeah, that core of 3 redshirt seniors was a big part of that slow build that Beard had getting to that national title game. But you talk about representing John Bull, and, you know, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of hype, and I hope that people temper their expectations a bit, because I've heard some scuttlebutt of like, well, maybe he can be a lottery pick for Ole Miss. Hey, look, you could be a lottery pick as a sophomore. You don't have to be a lottery pick as a freshman. I mean, his best, it's cliche, but his best basketball is ahead of him. He's a tremendous talent, but what have you seen from him and his growth over the last couple of years and getting to what he is now as a top 60 player?
I've never seen a big in my 16 years of doing this. I've never seen a big that can rim run like he does. He gets up and down the court so fast. His motor is so high. And I think the best part about John's game is honestly, he's just so defensively active with block shots and rebounds. Yeah. And you know, almost like a Jamarian Sharp, who I also represent. Sharp's almost too damn big, you know?
yeah.
But they're similar in regard, except for I'd say John's motor's a little higher. You know, we're working with Jamarian on all his NBA stuff right now. He's going to play in the Portsmouth Invitational next week, which we're really excited about. But John is a special player. He works extremely hard, and he loves basketball. So spending a year or two with Chris Beard, he's going to get a lot better at a lot of different things. I know that. And yeah, he'll be a freshman and he'll have some growing pains, but he's been playing on a big stage for a long time.
Yeah. Jamie Shaw, who covers recruiting and basketball for On3, he saw him at the McDonald's All-American game. And, you know, he was like, look, he's hard to miss on the court because he's 7'2", but you know, he mentioned his length and mobility. He said that was what stood out to him. And he was like, yeah, it makes his game so intriguing because of how well he moves. Like, that was a big thing, you know, with Zach Edey and Donovan Klingon in that title game. Both 7-footers, both move really. Like, Edey is humongous, but he still moves well for a guy that's 300 pounds and 7'4". Klingon is you know, I don't think Bull will get that big because Klingon's around, you know, 260, 270. But, yeah, being 7'2 and moving like that is something that you can't really teach, right?
Oh, I think a cool thing that you could do is if you could somehow get a picture of John Bull now.
Okay.
And then get a picture of John Bull after a summer with John Riley. That kid's going to look completely different.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if John Riley gets 20 pounds, 20, 25 pounds put on that kid of just good, solid mass, where he's still fast and very mobile. And I think that's the plan. And he's definitely the guy that can do it.
Yeah, because you don't want to add too much to, you know, you don't want to lose that mobility, right? You don't want to lose him being able to run. Because that's what stands out to me. Like, I'm an amateur scout, if you will. But when I watch film, it's like he doesn't move like a 7'2 guy. He looks athletically like he's 6'8". You know, has a good handle. It's not great, but it's good enough to move around with the basketball. But yeah, just the rim protection is big. You know, I saw an interview where John talked about, you know, positioning. Like, that's like the mental aspect. You know, Dennis Rodman talked about that a lot and how much he worked on it. Like, seeing shots go up, knowing where it's gonna, you know, where it's gonna be, because that's rebounding, right? It's all effort. But you got to get to that. So you got to beat somebody to the spot. Ole Miss really struggled with that down the stretch. I think Beard would tell you that too. And Pinkins and the staff would tell you they had big guys on the floor that just could not get rebounds. So I think Bull brings an element to that defensive game plan and rebounding that is going to be big to build around. Because, yeah, he's probably going to be, you know, Ole Miss would love – for John Bull to only be in Oxford for 1 year, because that would mean he had a hell of a year. But I think you're going to get at least 2 years with him. And yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. And if he can really craft an offensive game, because he's got the face-up game, right? But if he can get back to the basket stuff, get crafty in the paint, I mean, that's where it's going to really take off. You mentioned representing him. I know that there are some guys that you represent that Ole Miss is at least in contact with in the portal. If you feel comfortable talking about them or just kind of discussing their game and where they're from and all of that, you know, kind of who is kind of on Ole Miss's radar right now. You know, it's still early in the portal with the dead period about to open up and, you know, the season's over, but who are some of the names that you represent that Ole Miss is keeping tabs on right now?
So one player that I know that I have no problem mentioning is great kid, older kid, fits that mold that we were talking about of, you know, going to be a senior. I think a redshirt senior too at that. Xavier Ducell, he's from Fresno State, played 3 years at Wyoming, 1 year at Fresno State, 6'5" shooting guard, but he's more of a combo guard. He can really play the 1, 2, or 3. Very mature, very professional, loves basketball. I think he shoots like 42 or 44% for his career from three. And I think that that's something that that they're intrigued by, his size, his shooting. I know that the staff hit me up last night after they spoke to him, and they were just like, man, this kid's great on the phone. Like, I can tell he's a huge culture guy. Well, that's half the battle right there, you know? Yeah. So I would be excited if he went to Ole Miss. He'll be visiting Cal this weekend. And he's not making a decision anytime soon, but he's a good player who would probably be a fan favorite.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
The car buying process can be a lot. I know, I've been there. You just want to get in and out with a new car and the best deal. Simple. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford keeps it simple. They're going to take care of you, get you in and out with your new vehicle with a great deal. Their inventory right now is priced to sell, and what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from any and all competitors is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Contact them today at 662-234-8000. That's 662-234-8000. Stop by and see them in person at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford to find your next perfect car, truck, or Jeep. Alan Samuels. Let's be friends.
I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in 6 great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix toothpicks. A proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun, from days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality First Wear comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
As far as you mentioned, he's going to take his time in your dealings with the portal and NIL. How often is that the case where guys get in the portal? Because we talk about it a lot, especially with football and basketball too. When players get in the portal, I feel like it's probably 65-70% of the time they already know where they're going. They've been back channeled. People want to call it tampering, whatever. Yeah, I mean, look, it happens. All right, there's no denying that. But
well, let's clarify that. That's not tampering. It's just not. If a coach calls me about a player that he knows I represent, that's not tampering.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's good.
That's why it's good to have an agent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, what can assure you that that's really going on is when you see a kid go in the portal and he's in it for 3 days. Huge red flag, but it's not tampering. They just went through the agent and they got it all done without giving anybody else the ability to make it happen. And, unless the NCAA changes a rule about that, I let every college that I deal with, which is a majority of them, I send them out, a list once a month of players that I represent so that they know beforehand. And if they want to get something done, we can get something done. But again, for me, that's got to be a good culture and a good fit, and you're going to play. And then, like I said, number four, we'll discuss NIL and money. I tell this to kids all the time. Like, if you're just looking for money, I'm not the agent, and we're not the agency for you. But yeah, when you see a kid go in, and they're out pretty quickly. That's what's happened.
Yeah. I guess, technically tampering would be if you're just directly contacting the player. Agents.
I'm gonna tell you this too. There were college coaches messaging multiple players I represent all year on Instagram. So I don't know how much anyone really gives a shit about the tampering rule or what even happens. Yeah. I can tell you that I deal with the Ole Miss staff very regularly and they do things the right way. I can say some other schools that messaged a few of my guys. I won't, but some people follow the rules and some people don't.
Yeah. Before we get into a little bit more, I do want to remind everybody that the show is also brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. If you're looking to cut your health insurance premiums by as much as 20-30%, you're aging into Medicare, you need a Medicare supplement plan, you can call Drew of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449, or you can check them out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get your free quote today. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's located in Mississippi and he's licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage and he has access to 35 different characters. So, I mean, carriers, what more do you need, right? I mean, anything from regular health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, Drew's got it all covered. He's local and accessible, which are two things that are crucial when looking at this kind of thing. So call Drew today, 601-953-8449, or check them out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get your free quote. All right, Chris, a couple things before I let you get out of here. Looking at this Ole Miss basketball team, you know, kind of from your perspective of knowing these guys and kind of, you know, how the season went, you know, Beard, you know, his philosophy with defense, and he wants toughness, and he wants, you know, the term used all the time now is, you know, you need dogs. Needing like that knockdown shooter. He had those at Texas Tech, and you see UConn going back to back this year. That was a team that had knockdown shooters. I know that's kind of obvious that, hey, you need guys that can shoot threes really well, but in your opinion, kind of your, if you're taking off the agent hat and just watching as a fan, what do you think that Ole Miss was, you know, not only missing this past season, or, you know, what do you think that they need this season?
Yeah, they need older, more mature, experienced players. I think they thought they had that. Don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, but they didn't. You know, you kind of mentioned, the guys couldn't rebound. No, I feel like the guys chose not to rebound because that's just an effort thing. And I can say this pretty comfortably to any diehard Ole Miss fan out there. They're taking this process very slow because they want to make sure they get the right people in there, the right players.
Right.
They're doing research on every player. They're doing background to again, find out, are they a culture guy? Do they love basketball? Things of that nature. Because like I said, man, defense and rebounding is really effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be offensively gifted. I mean, you have to really, really spend so much time and years doing that. Defense, especially the way that staff teaches it in Oxford, they teach you the angles, the different sets. All of it is effort. I mean, obviously, sure, your athletic ability, your height, your length, your weight, all that play a role. But when it comes down to it, defense is just effort. And I think towards the end of the year, you had some guys that were more concerned about, you know, their stats than the team.
Yeah.
And that's not coming from anyone on the Ole Miss staff. That's coming from me as a, you know, a guy that watches college basketball.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing here, we'll put you on the hot seat a little bit. So let's say I'm a prospective client. Or I guess I am your client. We'll say that if I'm a player, either, you know, we can stick with basketball because you know that staff really well. But if I'm interested in Ole Miss, or, you know, been contacted by the staff at Ole Miss, you know, what's kind of your conversation that you're having with that player? You know, not necessarily pitching Ole Miss to the player, but knowing, you know, several people on that staff, and knowing about what Beard wants, what's kind of that conversation that you're having with that player?
I just had this conversation with a player last night, and, you know, Xavier, because he was excited about Ole Miss calling and the conversations that they had. And I just said, hey man, you better really fucking love basketball if you go to school there. Cause that's like all you're going to be doing from when you wake up two at night, and you better figure out how to get your school stuff done somewhere in between. And I tell kids all the time, like, I have a client. Ole Miss wanted him really bad. I thought he was going to Ole Miss. End up committing to Virginia Tech. Y'all can all look that up, find out who that player is. All it told me about him was that after meeting with Beard, he didn't think that he could handle the pressure. The daily demands, like that's just how I feel. Beard is going to be very demanding of his guys. I think he's a top five coach in the country, and his coaching style is like, he gets up your ass a little bit, but he also puts his arm around you and tells you that he loves you at the end of the day. And I think that he has a really good relationship with his players. So I just kind of – I'm just very real and honest and upfront with what I know. And if I'm your agent, you know, you should listen to me and trust me, you know. And there are some staffs that I don't know that well. You know, there's a lot that I do know, and there's a few I don't. And, you know, when it comes to the cases of, like, I don't know that staff that well, I make sure that I go do my due diligence, call around, and then I make sure that I'm on those Zooms and a part of those meetings, because I'm not going to let a kid get BS'd over playing time or NIL or anything like that. That's really my job. And I think it's important for a lot of people to know that I don't know a lot of NIL agents. I feel like a lot of NIL agents are failed MBA guys. I'm not an MBA guy. I'm just a college guy.
Yeah.
And my job is to protect, you know, a parent's child, to protect the player. And that's in all aspects, especially financially. It's to make sure that these kids don't just get told a dollar amount. I make sure that that dollar amount is put in a legitimate contract. It's reviewed by myself and our agency attorneys. We tweak verbiage. We know the payment structure. I mean, there's everything. My players are aware that they have to pay taxes. We show them how to do that. So we're not, you know, I'm here for the player. Do I make money from this? Absolutely. I should. I do it 24/7. But at the end of the day, and I've had it happen. A player didn't sign with me. Got told he was going to get so much money. I'm sure he didn't sign with a few other guys either. And he didn't get shit, you know? So having an agent is extra layer of protection. I mean, every college coach has an agent. Why, you know?
Yeah.
Some of these players are getting paid more than the college coaches. Why shouldn't that?
You know? Yeah.
So.
Last thing here, you know, Chris Beard courted by Arkansas last weekend, ultimately told them no, opted to stay at Ole Miss. My educated opinion on that after talking with several people was he felt his relationship with Keith Carter, Walker Jones, the Grove Collective, and pretty much everybody at Ole Miss, was just too much for Arkansas to overcome. I've had several people in Oxford around that program that have said that the NIL situation at Ole Miss with the collective, with Walker Jones running it, is as good as anybody. And look, we've heard that in across all sports, football, Kiffin, you know, you said Beard kind of started the portal. You know, Kiffin's the same way. Like, you know, people dubbed him the Portal King a couple of years ago, and he has really embraced it and has found a way to, you know, we talk a lot about culture with Beard. I mean, that's a big thing with Kiffin. You know, the pro mindset is what they call it. Being able to bring in players that are talented but buy into what Ole Miss is trying to do. But, yeah, I mean, a lot has been made about the NIL, you know, that's prepared for John Calipari now that he's at Arkansas. And, you know, whether we know specific numbers or not, Beard didn't find that it was sufficient enough for him, and he stayed at Ole Miss. I think that's the biggest win for Ole Miss, right, is having a collective that is respected and appreciated by the coaches. But whether you talked with him or not about it, you know, what did you think, if it's something else outside of what I just mentioned, what do you think was the biggest factor in Chris Beard staying put at Ole Miss for another year?
First and foremost, shout out to Walker Jones and the Grove Collective, because I've dealt with him. Super professional, super easy. Everything's done the right way. And I wish that it was that easy at every school that I deal with. And I would absolutely 100% say that the Grove Collective is a top five collective in the country, hands down, no doubt. I think that Chris Beard turning down the Arkansas job makes him look like an absolute G. I think that, you know, I think if he got offered the Kentucky job, he'd probably leave, because that's a dream job for everybody. But I know that a lot of it has to do with the way that the community of Oxford has embraced Beard in the basketball program, how the fans really, you know, came out this year and supported. And yeah, let there be no confusion about it. I know that Walker Jones and the Grove Collective are a big reason. Beard has a great relationship with them, obviously working relationship as well. And they get done all the things that are, you know, requested by them, whether it be Lane Kiffin and the football staff or Chris Beard and the basketball staff. They do a tremendous job. So I think that once you find something like that, it's really hard to leave.
Yeah.
I also know that the NIL, the guy that runs the NIL collective for Arkansas, wouldn't meet with Chris Beard when Chris Beard wanted to ask him a bunch of questions. So that probably is really what killed Arkansas.
That's probably a red flag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, people need to be honest with themselves. That's college sports right now. And if you can't figure it out, you're in trouble. Ole Miss has clearly figured it out. I mean, let's not be, let's be honest with ourselves as we discuss this, right? You mentioned Kentucky. Hey, Kentucky's a better job than Ole Miss in basketball. There's no question. I think that's why people are so shocked, because I think Arkansas is still a better job than Ole Miss. But if you if you don't have NIL figured out, that's a problem, because you need it. Whether you're at Kentucky, whether you're at UC Davis, or whether you're at UConn, like, it's still going to be a conversation that you're going to have with players, right?
So that's the thing too, is collectives are some of them are just boosters that throw money into a pot. But the real good collectives are like the Grove Collective. They do fundraising. I'm sure there are alumni and boosters that provide them a good amount of money as well, but there's a face to it, and it's Walker Jones, and he's very active, and everyone knows that. That's the thing. You either figure it out or you don't. And like one of the other, this is going to sound hilarious, but like one of the other really great collectives that I deal with is at McNeese State. They're in the Southland Conference. That's literally the worst basketball conference in the country. And I know they have Will Wade's there. Will Wade's figured it all out, right? He always has. He has his guys come in and start a collective, and it's great, you know. And that's a school that you would be like, McNeese State, they have a collective and they have money. Yeah, they do. A lot. And then some of these schools that you think would have it, they just don't. Yeah. And it's no one's going to help anyone get a better collective, right? Like Walker Jones is not going to reach out to the Arkansas guy and share any sort of, you know, business insight with him. So yeah. That is a huge role. If I was a college coach, I would want to make sure that I had a collective and a guy like Walker Jones running it. And someone that was experienced in that asset in that area before I took any job. And I ultimately think like that's one of the big reasons that Beard stayed at Ole Miss, which I'm surprised that he did, but based off the reasons that I know that he did, they all make complete sense to me. Because here's the thing. Arkansas, they just came out with a top 10 ranking of best coaching jobs. Arkansas was number 7 on that top 10 list. And I do think that Arkansas is a good – it's a basketball school. Their football team is ass. So that's kind of where I'm at, man.
Yeah, look, it's one of my favorite books. It's one of my favorite movies. It's the quote from Moneyball, right? Billy Bean, Brad Pitt, and he's like, adapt or die. Like, you have to adapt. You have no choice. And Ole Miss has done it.
Yeah. No, they've done a really good job. I mean, look at the football program. One of the hottest football programs in the country.
Yeah.
Probably, I would say they're going to win the SEC in football this year.
Plus odds to make the playoff. That's absurd to say.
Yeah. But you know what? Lane Kiffin, he gets it. He gets it. he's great with the players. He's great with the media. He's hilarious. He's a bigger troll than me on social media. I love it. So, yeah, they've definitely got some things figured out there in Oxford. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, look, speaking of got things figured out, you've got it figured out. You've been a superstar in the space for NIL. You've been a huge advocate for a lot of players, and that's great to see. We need more of that. So we're appreciative of your time. As you said, it's 24/7, man. So we know that this is precious time that you carved out for us. So we really appreciate you coming on the show. Last thing, when's your next trip to Oxford and kind of what's on the docket for you?
I think I'm going to be out there in about the next week or so. Okay. For a couple of days, just saying hello and stuff like that. But I'm kind of all over the place. I'll be at Cal Berkeley this weekend with one of my players, and then when I get back from that, well, actually, we're not even coming back from that. We're going to go see Musselman over at USC. So, unfortunately, I do help other schools.
I was going to say, look, you've got the hats now. You got some merch. When you go to Oxford, go over to College Corner, get you some more. And then, let me know, and I'll give you some restaurant recs to go get some good food.
Yeah, brother, we'll definitely do that.
All right, that's Chris Wash. We really appreciate the time. This has been a lot of fun and insightful. Looking forward to getting this portal going as the dead period's almost over. Ole Miss, if you haven't already, keep track of the portal hub that I've got on the site, omspirit.com. We keep track of everybody the staff has contacted. I feel like we're going to see some movement pretty soon as visits will be cranking up this weekend and next week. So stay locked in, omspirit.com. If you're not a member already, it's only $1. Join us, join the conversation. We have a lot of fun, and we keep track of all things recruiting, portal, NIL. So appreciate Chris, appreciate College Corner and USA Benefits Group and Drew Moak for making it possible. So for Chris over there, I'm Zach. This has been The Flagship. Until next time, we out of here.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.